The elusive butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, T-Bone, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is the left wing really Pinko? Colonel Sanders, what a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Play off my existential blues, my blue sweat existential blues. I was on a quest, walking down the road, I was walking down the road, I was looking for the truth of life, when I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, where, little wonders? They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are the lollipop kids, we are the lollipop kids.
Hey, we're little wonders, I'm on a quest. Walking on the road, I said, hey kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard of wise one live? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, ow!
Get your mind on you, pretty! You little long Toto, too!
I don't even have a little dog Toto. Such predicaments, I must forge ahead. Walking on the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house, but hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady, but it's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke.
Follow the yellow light, come on!
A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I put my little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of
puppy.
Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flowers just smell awfully good, and I was very tired, and the old wizard's just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field of
puppy.
Oh god,
Dorothy.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado too, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the wizard. He must be the wizard. The wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? I said, oh, wizard of wise when I have been on a quest. Walk down the road,
what
do I do?
And this is Loomy Bob. We had a lot of kids. I
got tired. Puppies. A little bit, I've been through hell. He said, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but wizard of wise when I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He said, to tell you the truth, son. I said, wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth. He says, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this, I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
profound as you think.
Some girl with psychic power, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon, I thought I blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on an aquarius. Was the Duchess really dreaming? You have so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this really Butte, Montana, or just existential blues? Really Butte, Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this schizoid paranoia? La 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 existence.